On this Christmas week with certified financial planner Dee Lee, as we continue our Money Matters segment here on WBZ. Today, we're looking at doing good by giving. Tis the time of year, Dee.
Oh, it is, Anthony, and everyone wants your money. You're getting pleas from charities in the mail, on TV. Annual gifts to charity are close to $303 billion, mm-hmm. and usually 25% of those dollars are collected between Thanksgiving and Christmas. There are more than 800,000 public charities all wanting some support. When you decide to support a charity, look beyond the razzle-dazzle. You want to look at the program ratio. That's the percentage of the charity's income that goes to administrative costs and fundraising. The smaller that number, the more money goes to the charity to do their good work.
And there are some great websites where you can find that out.
Yes, we have them right here on WBZ,
mm-hmm.
so link
good.
On here and we'll
would.
Link on there.
Good.
So who do you help and how much do you give them? What's left in your budget? When my kids were little, I wanted to teach them that indeed it's better to give than to receive. Not an easy lesson around Christmas. We hold a family meeting to decide where our contributions were going to go for the next year. We each nominated a charity and we had to support that nomination. And then we rated the charities. And the charity that had the highest number was the charity we supported for the year. We also looked for charities that were local. This year, our dollars are going to go to Dana-Farber again for cancer research because they were so good to our son. Our local food pantry, Loaves and Fishes, where my husband spends time helping to distribute food, is also high on our list. Money is always welcome, but so is food. So consider taking your kids grocery shopping with you and allow them to fill up a basket for the food pantry. I'm doing this with my granddaughter. We created an imaginary family, and yep. she puts in her basket what she thinks the family would like to eat each week. There's always some fun stuff in there, like a brownie mix or a chocolate peanut butter. She views it from a kid's perspective and what she thinks they would like. You know, and it's very different from what I would buy, but you know what? There are kids in these families, and they do like cookies, and they do like brownies.
Sure, sure.
And they
Great
do
idea.
Like the special treats. Now, if you want to find things the kids can do for a charity, consider letting them have a food drive in the neighborhood. Kids can do simple things to raise dollars for charity. You know, they can collect bottles and cans, you know, and all of them are adult supervised because, you know, the kids mm-hmm. can't go collecting the cans and bottles and then end up at the grocery store. You know, these are things you can do to teach your children that truly is better to give than to receive, especially this time of year.
Excellent, Dee. Thank you so much. Check the website, WBZ.com, and we'll have more tomorrow at the same time on WBZ News Radio 1030.